But even if we had power carts on every corner, we wouldn't be able to run our cars on them. So for a more large-scale, state-of-the-art solution to our energy needs, I wanted to talk with Frances Arnold. She's a biochemical engineer at Caltech in Pasadena, California. Her work is to tinker with the genetic codes of bacteria, bacteria that can then turn grasses and other simple plants into fuel for cars and trucks.
Just like breeding, just like you breed cats and dogs, we can breed now at the molecular level. So you don't have to understand exactly what DNA encodes a beautiful cat, but you know a beautiful cat when you see it. And so you can breed for those properties in molecules just like you can with cats, racehorses, corn, you name it.
But breeding and certainly evolution is a slow process. How are you able to speed it up in your lab?
Well, from an engineering point of view, maybe we have weeks or if you're lucky, a few months to achieve new properties that might take millions of years in nature. But more importantly, I get to decide who lives and who dies. And so I do selective breeding, and I can, without compunction, throw out millions of molecules that I don't like and keep the ones that I do like. And I've measured some property that they have, their ability to convert lead into gold or something that might be useful. And if I like them, I keep them, and I breed them on to the next generation. The challenge is that biological things have one thing in mind, so to speak, and that's making more of themselves. Mm-hmm. The genes want to make more genes. My job is to get those genes to make something useful for humans, to subvert these little organisms and convince them that they would like to convert glucose, or even better, cellulose, into a fuel that you can put into your gas tank.
And what do these organisms look like?
Well, in the big scale, they look like brown mush. But if you look at them under the microscope, they're little motile critters that float around in your petri dish looking for something useful to do.
Does it feel like designing to you in the way that most of us understand what design means?
Well, it's not like you're writing down the whole blueprint for a house. So it's not design like that. But most of the things, when you really think about it, that humans do, we do things by trial and error.
Uh-huh.
You try a few things, they don't work, you tweak it, you try it again. And very few people can write down a perfect design from the beginning.
So we're growing more and more corn to make ethanol, and we see all this media coverage and ads for cars that run on ethanol. But you're already moving beyond that. Why are our cellulose plants the better raw ingredient?
Well, that's really the key goal. Corn is not going to solve our energy problems. There's not enough of it to make enough ethanol to have an impact on our fuel usages. So we have to move to energy crops that are almost all cellulosic.
Once you've solved this butanol biofuels problem to your satisfaction, do you have a sense of then starting in 2013, I'll be doing this? Do you know what's next?
Oh, I don't know what's next. And that's really the glory of this job. I'm very good at engineering new biological things. That's what I know how to do. What I think is that interesting problems will continue to come up. And if I can contribute to finding a solution to those problems, I'll be thrilled. But I can't anticipate right now what the problems of 2013 are going to be. However, I will guess, I'll hazard a guess, that energy will continue to be a major problem in 2013, and probably even more important than it is today.
It's not that easy being green.
Frances Arnold is professor of biochemical engineering at Caltech and the founder of the research company Gevo. You can find out more about her and biofuels at studio360.org.
Because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring. And green can be cool and friendly-like.